You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show podcast is brought to you by Gear 30. Shop gear30.com, that's G-E-A-R-T-H-I-R-T-Y, for premier mountain equipment. And use promo code OOA at checkout to save 10% on your purchase. Shop quality brands like Fjallraven, Salewa, Osprey, Darn Tough Socks, Rab, Outdoor Research, Prana, and more. Again, use promo code OOA at checkout and save 10% on your purchase at gear30.com. That's G-E-A-R-T-H-I-R-T-Y.com. Some exclusions may apply. That's gear30.com, Ogden's Mountain Shop.
You haven't lived until you've heard the show Americans are talking about. The show that launches its listeners to the height of humanity. The audio hour that travels the landscape of adventure. The sound that comforts more than the clip of your first bolt. It's the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show!
Outdoor Adventure summits the airwaves. It is the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. I'm your host, R. Brandalong. I'm belay with you for the next hour. We are in Studio B, I think, is what Todd described this as. It is the RV parked outside my house, Studio B, down by the home. There's no river.
We're in the terrace. Representing the terrace today.
Repping the terrace. Boy, I got thrown off because I was looking at notes, and normally it says we're at Gear 30. We're not at Gear 30 right now, but we do have a on the docket and a trails report, but SUP style trails report from our SUP yesterday.
Yep.
We have a weekly happy in the news, a worth watching quote of the week, outdoor jukebox, and some of the news is. It's pretty. There's fire. It's on fire. Summer's coming around. There's lots of fires going on. There's advice for bears in Yellowstone. GoPro.
Is this advice for
recap.
The bears?
For the bears. What for them to do? Yeah. Where can you go skiing this weekend if you want to go skiing? And there's a new project being launched by MSR if you're a fan of MSR goods. So. Outdoor Jukebox, all this and more on the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show 309. Sup along with us. Let's charge.
He summits with the agility of a mountain goat, flashes routes faster than UPS, is more intimate in the mountains than Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Todd to the top.
Let's start off with a little weekly happy. This is the goatee summer. Jimmy Fallon, who's hilarious. If you haven't seen this yet, it's about 2 weeks old. It's singing about... So what happens when you shave your goat and it feels really good? You know, you want to share it with a loved one. So this is Jimmy Fallon just shaving his goat. What do you do with a nice shaved...
Pretty decent goat.
Goat. You gotta share it.
Wish I had someone to share it with.
I'm one goat on a boat, going for a summer float. I wish I had another goat, two goats on a boat. We're just two goats on a boat, two goats on a boat. Goats down to our throats, two goats on a boat. Under the bridge hitting notes, two goats on a boat. Trying to think of senior quotes,
having a summer.
Two goats on a boat. Listening to Hall & Oates, two goats on a boat, wearing our winter coats, two goats on a boat, sometimes we put our coats in our totes.
It's my favorite one.
Two goats on a boat.
And then the finale is synchronized paddle moves. The freaking best. I love that so much.
It's nice when you have famous friends.
Yeah, who's this friend doing that?
Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's from the Hamilton. That's what he's known
for. Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's known for that goat. So I'm sure that's why he reached out to him.
Okay. So it's Jimmy Fallon and Lin-Manuel in a kayak together.
That's pretty funny.
And Once you hear that, it gets brilliant. Totally stuck in your head. So I'm at
two
work.
Goats in a boat.
Two goats in a boat. I'm at work the last 2 days singing two goats in a boat.
Something about coats in a tote.
Sometimes we put our coats in our totes. Two coats on a boat.
It's very catchy. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one to get away from. So that, I kind of feel bad about that because hopefully you're singing that the rest of the day. But, yeah, you know. All right. On the docket this weekend. Oh, wait. Is today the 15th? It is the 15th. Tonight, it's the Brewmaster's Dinner up at Snow Basin. Also, beginning tonight is the Teton Valley Van Life Gathering. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend and you just so happen to own a van, head up to the Van Life Gathering up in the Tetons. I think you can still, it's like $35 or something.
Or if you're like a van voyeur, like maybe you don't have a van, but you want to kind of peek on vans.
Burn your little Mazda Miata up there.
I'd say give it a shot.
And give it a shot.
Yeah.
It's Father's Day this weekend.
Holy smokes.
Snow Basin has my daughter's in the RV with this, hands raised. That's because I'm the best dad ever, probably. That's why she's smiling.
You're the best dad ever. In the van. You're
in the RV.
Top two in top the RV. Top two in yeah, the exactly. RV.
Wait a minute. Is there something
you're
going to
correct
about
me that? Like all day? I have just furry children.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
But I am going to say van like this entire show. RV.
If this were a van, it would be a super comfy van because
yeah, there's a lot of space.
There's some space in here. Father's Day buffet up at Snow Basin, barbecue buffet. I don't know if that's sold out or not, but that's something you could look into if you're looking for a last minute place to hang out with your pops for the weekend. Also this weekend is outdoor top roping clinic through Bear House Mountain Guiding and the Front Climbing Gym here in Ogden. An intro to trad climbing clinic begins on June 22nd. And then there's a summer canyoneering trip through the outdoor program to the San Rafael Swell. Ooh, that'd be hot. June 22nd as well. Snow Basin Movies on the Mountain beginning with Black Panther on June 25th. So you can head up there in the evening and watch Movies on the Mountain. And then I believe,
is it Goonies coming up?
Is it on the list? Goonies? I think
I might be stirring.
There's two different places because Ogden Amphitheater's doing Movie Mondays.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys, you know, family time outside, Movie Mondays down at the Ogden Amphitheater or cruise up to Snow Basin, look at their Movies on the Mountain.
These both free?
These are free.
Nice.
And then not free, but new in town and haven't been down to the theater yet is Brewies.
Yes.
So
that's open for business.
Business.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's give them love because we want to keep a theater like in business.
Tag, I think, is playing down there right now.
I saw that last night.
You saw the movie?
Yeah, it was forgettable. Yeah, like, the cast was great. Like, it was kind of fun. That was just straight up, like, that could be a good Netflix movie for sure.
So the one guy who's on The Office, I don't know.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He was. What's his name? He was on the Dan Patrick Show the other day. Yeah, cracking me up. Yeah, that guy's funny.
And he's definitely kind of one of the leads in the amongst the group of friends. But it's good. Hawkeye's in it. What's it? What's that actor's name?
Was it based on
Jeremy Renner?
True story.
I think there's a nugget of some
loosely
truth.
Based.
And then at the very, very end of the film, over the credits, they show some footage of through the years with this group of friends, like
interesting.
In their like 50s or whatever, 60s, playing tag.
The Utah Symphony Under the Stars, the Patriotic Pops at Snow Basin, is on June 29th. So that's coming up. You believe 4th of July is in about 2 weeks, two and a half, 3 weeks, something like that?
At this point, that means nothing. Once it gets like around the corner, then I'll think about that, yeah.
Freaking 4th of July.
It's flying by. This summer is flying so far.
Weber, if you want to cool off in the river, the Weber Outdoor Program is doing a Weber River inflatable kayak trip on June 30th, and that's a blast.
I say do that.
Yeah. Trail Fest through Weber Pathways is... for 2018 is next Saturday, I believe, June 30th. Yep. Presented by Bank of Utah. And I think we're going to have a representative on the show next week. Now, we went stand-up paddleboarding last night. We ran into an actual, for real, van lifer, who is Jake Nelson, lives in a van. And he was at where we went stand-up paddleboarding. He was hanging out there. Also ran into Rod at Weber Pathways. It was a popular little spot where we parked last night to go stand up paddleboarding. But where was I going with that? The Trail Fest is coming up in a couple of weeks. And oh yeah, we're supposed to have Jake on next week, but I think we're going to bump Jake to the following week because we're going to have on Weber Pathways next week to help promote
timeliness.
Yeah. The timeliness of the Trail Fest, which is the following weekend. So Jumanji.
Go to the boat.
Two goats on a boat. What? Two goats on a boat.
Okay, sorry.
Two goats on a boat.
Coats and a tote. I do like that one.
Two coats. So, yeah.
Coats and totes.
So they wear their winter coats.
They have the coats.
And then they put their coats in totes on the boat.
Yeah. And then they're already goats in a tote. Boat.
Goats in a boat.
Yeah.
Two goats in a boat. Jumanji playing up at Snow Basin.
That's a good movie. I think you'd like
July
that.
July 2nd. You know, really I haven't good. Seen it yet. And
the
then
new one's good.
A person who works with me at Gear 30 said, hey, it was Chase. He said, Incredibles comes out today. And
that
I said,
start, yeah.
That is incredible. I will see it in 4 years when it's on Netflix.
A lot of people are like diehard Incredibles fans.
Yeah.
I think this movie's going to do very well. I think the movie's going to do really, really well.
Why'd they wait so long?
I don't know. I don't know, because they went through a long spell where they weren't going to make any sequels for Pixar movies, and then, you know, times change when you, like, well, I can make a half a billion, so I'm going to do it, so.
There's a lot of snakes out there on the trails, and I did post a video to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Facebook page from the Utah Division of Wildlife on, like, four rules on snake. You can't kill them. It's actually illegal.
Right.
They will not chase you, so it's okay. Just avoid them. Just don't hang out next to them. Keep your dog on a leash. There was something else. Like,
don't poke them.
Don't poke them. Yeah.
That don't applies poke to most wildlife, I think.
Don't poke them. So.
But that is good to know that not everybody knows is that you cannot kill them.
It's actually illegal.
Right.
Yeah. There's a summer waterfall hiking series coming up. And that's why I brought up the snakes, because maybe you'll see one.
There's a
good chance. Yeah. But you could also, for sure, you'll see waterfalls. So
right. The
first one is on July 7th, and that's Farmington Creek through the Weber State Outdoor Program. For more information, head over to the Weber State Outdoor Programs.
We're definitely getting into a season where anything involving water just sounds better. Sounds better, yeah.
So we went up, and maybe we can just do the, our trip report now, to Spring Creek, the little put in there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the first time I've been to that.
It's
I
the
like it.
Vinyl fencing before. Huntsville side of things. Did a little put in, whatever. That was 2 days in a row for me, stand-up paddleboarding. Now, the good thing is it's not utilized very often. The bad thing is the boaters who...
They know those coves.
They know the cove, and they hang out in the cove right there, and there's a lot of waves.
Yeah. Almost a little much.
Yeah, if you're looking for calmer waters, that's probably not the best place to go. So,
but it was beautiful.
Oh my God! And we jumped in the water, went for a swim, back on the stand-up paddleboard.
Timing was good.
It was later in the evening. It was about between 5:30 and 6:30. We were on the water, which is, man, it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, and I'd go in there again.
You would totally do it. Oh, to the same spot. Yeah.
I'd jump in the water right now, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
So good. Yeah.
And the beautiful RV we are podcasting in doesn't have AC necessarily.
It feels okay right now. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not as cool as the home, as the house, huh, Isla?
Isla just stepped in, and so it's, she's automatically cooler, so she kind of puts that off. So.
On the radar, August 18th, and I've had a few invitations to this. I see a lot of our friends going. That's the El Doce. El Doce?
I'm going to say Doce. You've always said Doce.
El Doce Mountain Bike Race up at Powder Mountain, August 18th. And then, same day, and this is going to be tough for those of you who have beard and mustaches who would like to compete in both, because it's the 5th annual Snowbird Oktoberfest Beard and Mustache or Moustache Competition. Same day, August 18th. Salt Lake Climbing Festival is coming up. That's also on the radar. August 24th through 26th. Did you have anything else on?
Well, we should definitely talk about this. I see you got it pulled up right there. This Painted Streets project.
Started.
This involves getting outside. That started this morning.
This morning? So the setup was yesterday?
They kind of set some things up, marked some things off. So they're going to start on. So there's two different murals. I was working at Arts in the Parks at Lester Park, right behind the library over there. So I popped over to kind of see how things were going this morning. And there is paint on the streets. It's so rad. Like, it's awesome.
It's 25th Street.
Yep. So 25th Street in front of the new Monarch building. So right below Adams. I think that street's Ogden Avenue right there. But you can't miss it. The street is shut off to traffic. and then I'll adjust that as it's being painted. And so there's two stretches up the middle of 25th Street in front of this Monarch building. And then when they're done with this, they'll move up to Adams and do the four crosswalks. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because we are in need of more volunteers.
Painters.
Yep.
You can legally paint the street.
You can, you know, you can bring your family. You can bring a group. You can bring your company. You can bring your softball team. I think that'd be all right.
Ooh, yeah.
Shifts are about 2 hours, so where it is a little bit toasty, you can get by with, you know, a couple hours out in the sun. So you'll just lather up.
And they're anytime throughout the day, it looks like.
About 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the next week or so. So come leave your mark. See what I did there?
See what you did there.
Like, actually.
There was concern in the arts meeting that there may be some weather. Have you looked at that at all?
I think that there might be the beginning of the week. Today looks good.
Yeah.
But that's the issue with painting on the streets, is that they will have to take that into account. So
you have to stop painting 24 hours, I heard, before.
Yeah.
It clearly rains.
Clearly in Utah, it's real easy to know when that is.
Sick. Yeah, right.
That forecast is locked in, you know, in stone the second that it's given. So.
And that is in the Nine Rails Creative District, the Painted Streets Paint Party happening now.
So look up, it's on Facebook and Instagram, the Nine Rails Ogden, I think it's under. All the information that you need, including links to their volunteer sign-up page.
Painted Streets Project.
Facebook and Instagram.
Very cool. And you'll be there most of the week.
I'll be there most nights, yeah, exactly.
Come hang out with Todd to the top. Also coming up on Wednesday, the June 20th, which is next Wednesday, Wolf Creek Canyon Weed Pull. This is, so you can find this stuff through Meetup. This is, in other words, the Weber Pathways projects through Meetup. And this one is the Weber County Trail Construction and Maintenance page. So if you're looking to help out with Weber Trails, you can go out to the Weber County Trail Construction and Maintenance Meetup page for more information on all of their meetups. And the next one coming up here is Wednesday, which is they're going to do a canyon weed pull at Wolf Creek. So there you go. All right, so there might be some improvements on Weber River Dam, that could benefit boaters, anglers, and fish. This according to the Standard Examiner and Leon Larson, who just won like more awards for being an awesome journalist.
Hey, Chief, I didn't read that.
Yeah, she posted on Facebook, I think. So, as Pacific Corp looks to the future of its century-old Weber River hydroelectric project, it's a century old?
Wow.
That's up there. Fish and recreation could also get a boost. The utility owns and operates a dam at the mouth of Weber Canyon, along with diversion pipes, turbine, and a substation, which first went online in 1910. That's crazy. Drivers on Interstate 84 have likely seen its brick pump house painted with the Utah Power and Light Co. signage from the Pacific Corp's predecessor. But, improved river access trails and potentially early summer releases for whitewater kayakers and boaters. So this could be awesome here for recreationalists with this upgrade. So thanks, Leah, for reporting on this. Well, she's got a little stock photo of a person. It's Todd Clark running scrambled eggs on the Weber. Nice. The Weeb, courtesy Dustin Arms on that image.
Photo.
That's a great photo, actually. Here in the, so you can read more about the entire article at standardexaminer.com. Fire danger has prompted increased fire restrictions in southeastern Utah. Effectively, southeastern Utah is ablaze right now. And as a result, on Friday, June 15th, all Bureau of Land Management, United States Forest Service, National Park Service, State of Utah, and incorporated private lands, they have the following fire restrictions: Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan counties. Basically, don't go down there right now. No campfires, no smoking, no metal cutting, which happens all the time, no discharging or use of any fireworks, steel-tipped core ammunition, tracer ammunition, Todd, or other pyrotechnic devices, including exploding targets. Don't do that stuff.
Yeah, I like to, you know, wait until later in the year. So.
Speaking of, the entire San Juan mountain range is also off limits. They're closed to the public, so I don't know how long this is going to last, because there's a lot of action in the San Juans in the summertime, including trail runs and all that. So, but an extreme move due to continuing fire danger, the U.S. Forest Service plans to close the entire San Juan National Forest to most public entry starting on Tuesday. So that was just a few days ago. Tuesday of this week, they closed the San Juans down. see how long that stays in effect. But if you're planning on heading over there, I know a lot of people like to vacation there in the summer. It's cooler. It's way the hell up there in altitude. It's a beautiful, absolute, San Juan's are absolutely beautiful. A lot of actually, one of those side-by-sides, you know, people take those side-by-sides up there. Okay, Yellowstone drivers, you should honk if you are approached by a bear in Yellowstone, says the park administrators. They're telling visitors to honk their horn and just drive away. Keep going. If a
so
bear
you notice there's that one step that they've taken out, so there's no honk, take a selfie, and then drive away.
Is that what they meant?
I think just to scrap the whole selfie part. You honk and then you drive away. So no selfies
at all.
So
no selfies allowed?
Not at all.
With the bear?
Not with a bear. Or buffalo.
Okay, if you were going to take a selfie, what would be, dumber? What would be the most dumb? A selfie with the grizzly.
Okay.
A selfie with a lion.
Okay.
Or a selfie with an alligator.
I think those all would be rough.
They're pretty rough.
I think the grizzly would tear you apart.
Like how, because you, it's fast. How are you going to get a selfie with a lion?
Yeah, that'd be tougher.
That might be tough.
If you're like out on safari or something.
I think you'd be able to best pull it off with an alligator or a crocodile because you could probably get low enough to get them in the frame and get it done and then get the hell out of there fast enough without death.
This is my thought. What about you take a selfie, take a picture of a grizzly, and then you do a little Photoshop? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you don't even have to worry about it.
So I guess the bears are getting a little friendly. I guess they are approaching more and more cars. So paws on doors is what they're calling that.
It's just not good for anybody.
No.
Just pretend that they're wild animals.
Honk your horn if that happens. Discourage that behavior. Scare them a little bit if you're up there in the wild and see that happening. GoPro Mountain Games were last weekend.
How'd that go? Did it go pro?
They... It always goes pro, right? It's the biggest event of the year for whitewater paddlers. They just wrapped up their 2018. So this is according to supthemag.com. I just, you know, I'm not huge into following the athletes in stand-up paddleboarding. Love it. Love the sport recreationally. And we had a couple, well, the family here in town, the Andrades, where Gary competed, I think, in it this year. And then his son and daughter went out and watched him and played around in the river and stuff. So I just kind of, you know, I don't know if I don't ever have a desire to follow maybe the racers and stuff, with the exception of anyone who's local. But it is kind of fun once a year to sort of check, okay, who's winning this stuff? You know, like who's doing pretty good? And Mike Tavares, who those are familiar with the sport, he's been around for a long time. He's a 2016 race winner. He did not win it in 2017, but he won, I think, the 2.7 mile sprint this year. So he is back on top there of the leaderboard again. As for the ladies, Yuka Sato of Japan continued her breakout year by winning the women's sup sprint with a time of 23:02. The blistering time was nearly a minute faster than second pace finisher Brittany Parker. So there's some turnover in the women's field. Not so much in the men's, where that one's sort of sticking to the same. They have a few different events there, and that would be, it'd be really fun to go watch. I'd probably be a lot more into it
if watching the pros
watching
do their
the
thing,
pros do
yeah.
their thing. Yeah, but just reading about it is not super exciting. But so anyway, we just finally left ski season, and finally meaning like I think it's official now. It's hard to go find any place in North America to ski.
Most of the resorts are closed.
Yeah, unless you're in like
for winter
Alaska
activities.
For winter activities. Yeah. Yep, they're opening up for summer. Basin opened up for summer last weekend. However, if you have to ski, like I've got to get on snow. Chile is now open with over 5 feet of fresh recently. They've received 16 inches of fresh snow over the weekend, nearly 5 feet to date, with the 2018 season opening date confirmed for June 23rd. If you've got a ticket to Chile, get down there and get some skiing on. It looks absolutely beautiful down there. Ski Portillo. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
you take Spanish before?
Yeah, a little bit.
That'd be kind of fun to just would be a trip, man, to just get in and leave like 100 degree weather in Utah, and then you know, probably have a layover somewhere, and then you get out of your airplane and there's snow everywhere in South America.
That's the beauty of the earth being round.
Wait a minute.
We're going to lose some listeners.
Wait a minute.
Is that you can theoretically ski year round. You just...
It's round?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to piss off the flat earthers.
I have no clue how that happened. Is this got to be an internet thing where people just, you reintroduce something like, oh, did you know like dinosaurs are still alive? And then there becomes a subgroup somewhere that claim, no, they're alive, dude. They're, we just haven't found them yet. I did see though, speaking of dinosaurs, where it showed, it was like a tweet that went around that was pretty popular because the article was like, scientists say that within the next 5 years, they have the means to bring dinosaurs back to life or whatever. And then there was someone who tweeted back at them or who replied, and their comment was, there are literally 4 movies that show why this is entirely the wrong idea, right?
Like, I know they're close to bringing mammoths back. I think that there's been books and stories written about that. Yeah, no, we've seen it all.
Mammoths are cool, man.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. There might be a better, you know, less chance of mass casualty. You know,
with woolies cruising around,
then bringing back like the velociraptors and the
that'd be bad.
They could bring back like the veggiesauruses.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
MSR, so a brand we sell at Gear 30, a brand I love, Mountain Safety Research. MSR stands for Mountain Safety Research. Most people know it by MSR. They are launching a new initiative. The Seattle-based high-performance outdoor equipment brand has launched the MSR Impact Project to advance the company's work in global health. This, according to S News. The new nonprofit fund will accelerate access to safe water and hygiene for people in need, advancing global health and improving quality of life around the world.
Oh, I love to hear these stories. That's great.
This is fantastic. So go buy an MSR tent at Gear 30 because we sell them. Well, they're awesome.
They make great stuff.
Yeah. Their reactor stove is the best stove on the market. I mean, depending on what you're looking for, but we love it. We sell it at the shop. It's amazing. If you compare it to the jet boil, I think it's better. Everything sort of depends on your usage, but love their stoves, their tents.
Jet boil's on the phone. They would like to sponsor the show.
I really think jet boil's probably got the best, most all-around stove on the market right now. Even if we're going to talk price point, and jet boil's number one, I'm pretty sure. It does take
a little bit of the cash coming in,
you know? If they're on the phone, jet boil. Okay, honestly, we sell more jet boils than MSR. Why? I think they got better branding. Well, everybody knows jet boil,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes when it comes down to it, that's it.
And they are a little cheaper. The MSR is a little more expensive. So, Snowbrains, this was, I think that was it of the in the news, right? Yeah, in the news. So we're into worth watching. Winter Equinox. This is a 1974 freestyle skiing movie. This is the trailer for it.
Oh, this is awesome.
We're jumping today.
It was more of a magical time because we all got along.
There's a big bump right in the middle before the judges stand. You go float right at the judges.
More air. That's all I can say.
More air.
Bro. Whoa.
We were flashy.
They were flashy. It's a lot of yellow.
Start either doing that more or quit that all.
And that's a cowboy hat.
I don't want you to give away the secret filing. You know what I mean?
Those glasses are back. Those sunglasses
are back.
Maybe
we're just being half-assed.
I think that's what it is. I'm going to start doing that more and more and more.
You could see disaster coming, and when someone pulled that out, everybody was thrilled for them.
So I said, if I go all out the first run and make it, then I can just cool it, you know? And so I went all out and I fell.
He's been smoking!
I'm so glad they have this footage.
You're getting too high to ski!
This is all 1974 footage.
Captured the United States.
Free skiing, man.
See, this is what's so great is because these days, everything is recorded. Everybody records everything.
Yeah, you don't get as much from back then. Yep.
So when you see this footage, it's just like, oh, this is so great.
The spread eagle backflip.
This is really good stuff.
This is great. This film looks amazing. So this is the trailer. It's up on Snowbrains. You can catch the trailer. Some moguls. Is that ski dancing that he was doing before?
A little John Denver ski dancing.
Yeah. One with the mountains.
I've never done it with two shoes. Just get in here and get close.
I gave him saltpeter last night, so he'd be frustrated all day today. I can't make up my mind, though, whether I should go with the Mobius this time or back it out.
I just don't feel good about getting upside down.
I love that some of these colors could be today.
The beanies are back for sure. That was an unbelievable save. Just unbelievable
save. Looks like it was planned out the whole time.
The hair is amazing.
It's the ski dancing I love. You just don't see that as much anymore.
Or ever. We need to bring ski dancing back. Might bring back snowboard dancing into,
you know. You could get into it a little bit.
This looks fantastic. So, yeah, the trailer for Winter Equinox is now up at Snowbrains. It's a feature-length look at the 1974 Freestyle Skiing Pro Tour. A wide-open look at freestyle skiing when the free was still in freestyle and when a competitor had to excel in moguls, aerials, and ballet to take the trophy home. Winter Equinox is a work in progress. We shot it in 1974, edited it in 1976, after which it enjoyed a brief theatrical release, and in 2006 I began to restore it. One note, when we submitted our first edit to the MPAA, they gave it an R rating.
What? They didn't show any of that.
You may know why. Yeah, the trailer is the trailer's family friendly at this time.
Is this some naked skiing?
There's got to be naked skiing.
They used to love skiing naked. Absolutely. In the 70s.
Would be a 45-minute PG version of Winter Equinox, a 66-minute purist edit. There you go.
I say F that. I want to see that.
Go for the purist edit. Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
I don't want that.
That is definitely worth watching. Worth watching. So
good find. I like that.
We already did our trip report. So Gear 30, our featured gear of the day or of the week, I guess we'll tell you here in just a second. I did put up a code, though. So for our Ogden Outdoor Adventure listeners, there's a code at gear30.com to save you 10% on your purchase at checkout. So go to gear30.com. That's GEARTHIRTY. Shop the website. When you check out, just type in OOA. Stands for Ogden Outdoor Adventure. Use promo code OOA and you'll save 10% off your purchase. Works on everything online with the exception of tents and sleeping bags, because we can't do Hilleberg and we can't do Western Mountaineering. So all tents and sleeping bags are out, but all apparel, men's, women's apparel, backpacks, everything, 10% off your purchase. If you go to gear30.com, that's gear30.com, GEARTHIRTY, type in promo code OOA at checkout. Anywhere in the United States, it will work for you. So go ahead and use that, and we'll keep it up there for a while, and we'll kind of track it. We'll see if
10% is 10%.
10% is 10%. Not a ton of money, but it'll save you some tax.
Well,
a little
absolutely
bit, you know what I'm saying?
Money, yeah.
So yeah, go use that promo code OOA at checkout, gear30.com. Save 10% on your purchase. The Rab Kinetic jacket is phenomenal.
You and Rab.
Me and Rab are.
I'll tell you what, you are. We're
bros.
Back pocket is what you are.
Pretty much. Wore this jacket ski touring this last winter, but it is a go-to put in your day bag or backpack for inclement weather. It's stretchy, breathable, waterproof, lightweight. It's perfect for hiking right now and or backpacking this summer. The Rab Kinetic jacket.
It's the coat of the future.
We gave it to Bryden to take up to the Pacific Northwest and Chase.
Did you get it back?
Chase, yeah, barely. who we were on his yacht last week or 2 weeks ago, right? His little sailboat out there at the Great Salt Lake. He's the model in the video. So the video is up at Gear 30's Facebook page. You can watch it there. And Bryden did the video editing, the photo shooting, whatever, of it. And Chase was the model. And so the video's up there. But it's a cool short little like 18-second video or something of the Rab Kinetic jacket in action in the Pacific Northwest. It's beautiful just to see the forest up there.
That's a good place to test gear.
Super green, wet.
That's a good place to test gear.
Yeah. And it survived. And it was my jacket. He wore my jacket.
And it came back all right.
And it came back all right. Yeah. Nice. And I got it back. So
that speaks well.
That is the Gear 30 product feature highlight of the week. Again, use promo code OOA at gear30.com. Save 10% on your purchase. Quote of the week. It's hot. It's hot. Can I just say that?
Who said that? Brandon Logg said that. That's it.
It's hot.
It's getting to be effing hot.
It's hot outside. Live in the sunshine. Swim in the sea. Drink the wild air. That is Ralph Waldo Emerson. It seems like good advice.
You and Emerson, I tell you what.
Yeah, I named my kid after him, so.
That's got to say something, yeah.
Thanks to the RV chilling outside of my house for powering today's 309th episode of the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, Stitcher, thebanyancollective.com, Podbean app for Android and iPhones. Also, check out our other podcasts, Van Sessions. We'll have some new Van Sessions up hopefully this weekend. And literally has been crushing it around the globe, actually. So there's some.
So it shows you that some of our listeners can read. So that's a good thing as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give just a tiny little shout out to Stone Brewery because they need it. Mm. Right? Little up-and-comer brewery out of San Diego.
Up-and-comer out of San Diego.
But we're drinking their Tangerine Express IPA. So the summer beers are starting to come out. But drink one of these beers on an empty stomach without eating or really drinking much during a hot summer day.
Is this what's happening right now?
A little bit, yeah. And it's just essentially doesn't take much at all. So, I mean, drink responsibly, obviously.
Obviously.
This RV is parked, yeah, so we're good to go, yeah.
And the keys are literally in the house. Yeah.
So we're safe.
I bought it on a whim the other day or week or whatever because there's a couple of options in our local store. Liquor store.
Yeah.
And I'm a little weary of fruit and beer.
I kind of dig them for summer, but the ones that stand out.
But this IPA mix, I think the hoppiness just, they go well together. Yeah. So thanks, Stone.
Kudos to Stone. I hope they make it.
By the way, Uena's on the line. They want to sponsor the podcast.
I'll tell you, theirs is pretty good too. Yeah. Their Tangerine Hop Nosh is a big seller.
I know. That's when I say competition, like, that was what the go-to a couple summers ago, which I'm like, okay, I can officially do like fruit and beer because the hop nosh was amazing.
Equal opportunities. Well, you like the IPA since they've got the fruit wheats too that aren't too bad, but they're just a little too, sometimes a little too sweet, a little too mild. You like the hops.
I like the hops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chat us on Twitter. Hit us up at Ogden Adventure or at Banyan Podcast. Outdoor jukebox. And this one starts like immediately. So I got to, you'll probably miss the beginning of it. So you're going to have to go. Gonna have to go look it up here eventually. Oh, I actually got to cue it up here. We'll cue it up. And turn it down just a little bit because it's gonna. They start singing like as soon as you start playing it. But this is. I like the name of the song. It's called "Moments in the Mountains," and the name of the band is Madison Olds. "Moments in the Mountains" by Madison. Can you hear this at all? Oh yeah, there it goes. I turned it like all the way down. So. We catch our breath of every
heavy step. This is kind of nice.
It's a good little song. "Moments in the Mountains" by Madison Olds. Go check out the full version on Spotify. As John Muir would say, the mountains, well, they're calling.
And well, we must go.
And we should go. But always have those moments in the mountains. Oh, all the wonders that I saw. All the stories that were told. When I travel so damn far and I find myself lost. These moments in the mountains, they will call me home. Oh, oh. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show podcast is brought to you by Gear 30. Shop gear30.com. That's GEARTHIRTY for premier mountain equipment. And use promo code OOA at checkout to save 10% on your purchase. Shop quality brands like Fjällräven, Salewa, Osprey, Darn Tough Socks, Rab, Outdoor Research, Prana, and more. Again, use promo code OOA at checkout and save 10% on your purchase at gear30.com. That's GEARTHIRTY.com. Some exclusions may apply. That's gear30.com, Ogden's Mountain Shop.